Now, the rest of the story. It is open season on drunk drivers. Relatives of their victims are just fed up. The courts are clamping down. I want you to meet Judge Titus of Sarasota County, Florida. To drunk drivers, Titus is a terror. That's because the judge is not merely imposing heavy fines. Those convicted of driving under the influence in Titus's court are being publicly humiliated, are being compelled to display bumper stickers on their cars, which tell the world what they are. These are first offenders now, drivers not involved in any kind of accident, folks simply stopped by a cop and given a breath test, which they flunked. Their driving privileges are summarily revoked for 6 months. And if special permission is required for driving to work or to school, the individual must have a bumper sticker on his automobile which states convicted DUI, driving under the influence. Convicted DUI, restricted license. That's what the bumper sticker says. In addition, there's a fine of $265. And any mandatory course on alcohol and drug abuse called DUI school and a required 50 hours of community service. But the most controversial requisite of probation in Judge Titus's court is that telltale bumper sticker. And failure to display that bumper sticker could mean 6 months in the Sarasota County Jail. Well, now, most are applauding this innovative effort to hit drunk drivers where they live, but one man is fighting it with everything he's got, and he is the rest of the story. He is Elliot Metcalf, public defender for Sarasota County. His clients are those arrested for drunk driving who cannot afford an attorney. Elliot Metcalf says the bumper stickers remind him of the public branding of criminals hundreds of years ago, of how people used to be pilloried in town squares with their crimes printed on placards. Judge Titus is counting on that very scarlet letter effect, is hoping that sheer shame might do something to combat drunk driving while other methods have failed. The judge has no intention whatever of backing away from the bumper stickers, but this public defender Metcalf is going to do everything in his power to stop Titus. Currently, right now, Metcalf is suing the judge to put an end to this routine humiliation. And if he has to, says the attorney, he will take the matter all the way to the United States Supreme Court. In the face of all this challenge, Judge Titus is standing firm, insisting the bumper stickers fall within reasonable conditions for probation. If Metcalf wants a battle, says the judge, then he's got one. And the battle rages. To the amazement of those who remember, that once upon a time, not so very long ago, when Judge Titus, this same Judge Titus, was running for that county judgeship, public defender Elliot Metcalf was Titus's campaign manager. Both of them claim their friendship away from the courthouse remains unmarred, that their personal and professional lives are now and always have been distinct. That is, after all, the only way they have managed to stay married to each other. That's right. That's right, Judge Titus. Titus the Terrible is Becky Titus, Mrs. Elliot Metcalf. The two most vigorous legal adversaries in Sarasota County, Florida, are husband and wife. And now you know the rest of the story.